All right, this warm-up page, you should have printed up your warm-up page if you don't have one at home. If you already have one, it's the same symphonic warm-up page if you're a symphonic student. If you're not a symphonic student and you are a beginner or intermediate student that is turning this on so that you can play the typical symphonic warm-up with us, please continue trying this because this is going to help you to advance, to be prepared for, if you're trying for symphonic next year, to be prepared for that. So you're going to hear a trombone and a clarinet. We are going to be doing this as we do it in symphonic class, okay? So the first one is called long tones and lip slurs. The woodwinds are going to be playing what you're going to hear me doing on clarinet. Brass, you're playing what you're going to hear the trombone playing, and here's our tempo. I will count what the brass is doing. Brass, you start on your first written note. Down, up, down, up, down the stairs. Up the stairs and down the stairs. Up the stairs and down the stairs. Woodwinds, we play exactly the whole notes that are written for four counts. Flutes, you should be working on vibrato as you're doing this. And clarinets, this is an exercise you do with right hand down, RHD, the entire time. So hopefully beginners or intermediate, if you're joining this recording today, you are going to learn some of this stuff as you go along, okay? You may have to because we're taking a tempo that we normally take in symphonic. If this is your first time doing this as a beginner or an intermediate student, you may have to play this several times before you actually play it correctly and up to tempo. And away we go. Here's your metronome again. One, up, two, and ready, and go. First exercise on there. You may stop here, pause here if you're just learning this and rewind. Otherwise, move forward with me if you're a symphonic student. And I hope symphonic students, you will make this part of your daily warm-up so you feel like you're playing with a symphonic band. We're going to do thirds. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And here we go with the thirds exercise. One and two and ready and breathe. All right, we're going to do that again because we both missed a couple of things, and hopefully the second time we'll get it right. So everybody join us on thirds. Two, ready, and breathe. Okay, I still destroyed one thing at the top, but hopefully you guys will keep moving forward. And we're going to keep moving forward to descending by half steps. One, two, ready, and breathe. To the octave exercise. I think I need to pull out some because I'm not playing in tune with you. Okay, here we go. Octave exercise, same tempo we just played. One, two, ready, begin. And then we're going to stop here. We're not going to go on to the tuning thirds. We're going to go, hopefully, we're going to go right to the scales. And I'm going to do the scales on this recording. So we're going to do the symphonic scales. And we're going to go scales 1 through 7, and then the chromatic. So here we go. Scale number 1. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Is that a good tempo? Okay. Here we go with scale number 1. Since this is symphonic, I'm going to hold on. Let's pause. Okay. I've adjusted the metronome. So we'll be doing down, down, up, down, up, down, up. Again, if you are a one octave person, you just go up an octave, down an octave, wait for the scale to finish, and then move on. If you're a three octave person, do your three octaves. Some of the scales you'll hear one of the two instruments playing two octaves, others playing three octaves. And here we go. One, scale number one, ready and go. Thank you.
Concert Play. I'm going to start. Actually, let me pause for a moment. Okay, I paused this so that I could figure out how I'm going to do this on the recording. And what you're going to do is you're going to hear the clarinet start on the flute's lowest C. And then, like we did in symphonic class, if you have not been in symphonic and you're listening to this because you're trying to progress, you're a flute player, you're going to start on your very lowest pinky C, and then it's going to be 1, 2, 3 is when the clarinets come in on lowest E. I'll try to skip octaves there to lowest E. 3, 4, 5, 6. Count 6 is when the brass comes in on their pitch 1. So you're going to hear the trombone waiting 5 counts and coming in on 6. That's what I want all the brass people to do if this is the first time you're trying this, like you're an intermediate or you're a beginner student, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1 count. Each note start with flute. For the clarinets, 3 octaves, and I will have a separate video showing you how to do that if you are a beginner woodwind person and you're attempting to do the 3 octaves, beginner clarinet, trying to do 3 octaves, okay? I hope this helps students that are trying from intermediate and from beginner classes to warm up in a more advanced way. I hope this helps you, and I hope this helps the symphonic students to keep playing daily along with something that makes them feel like they are in symphonic class and warming up on important things like scales and lip slurs and long tones. Thank you.